Good afternoon, sisters, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today's scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to 21. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may not forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your children hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you wear them all as ornaments. You put them on like a bride. Though you are ruined and made desolate, and your land laid waste, now you will be too small for your people, and those who devour you will be far away. The children born during your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, 'This place is too small for us. Give us more space to live in.' Then you will say in your heart, 'Who bore me this? I was bereaved and barren. I was exiled and rejected. Who brought this up? I was left all alone. But this, where have they come from?'" May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word.
It gives me great honor to invite our pastor, Pastor Andrew, to give us God's word. "I will not forget you." Pastor, please.
A very good morning to one and all. The Lord will never forget us. We shall look at Isaiah chapter 49. You may have said these words, "I failed the Lord many times, now I am in trouble. Will the Lord hear my prayers and help me, or will He forget me?" And when we are struggling with life, we may ask, "Why isn't the Lord answering my prayers? Will this problem ever go away? Or does the Lord care about my sorrows? Or has the Lord forgotten me?" As we struggle, as we face life, and time and again it keeps coming back, the problem doesn't go away, we wonder, has the Lord forgotten us? Now, dear child of God, dear Christian, if you have a belief in the Lord as your Savior, the Lord, our Lord, will never forget you. His love will never change regardless of what happens. Even our weaknesses cannot stop the Lord from loving us. We shall study this passage. Let's look at a little bit at the historical background. When threatened by foreign powers, superpowers, namely Assyria, now Israel, the people of God, chose to rely on foreign nations such as Babylon, the next superpower, and their false gods. Israel did not only rely on false gods. Israel lived a morally corrupt life. They lived immoral lives, ethically. And also they worshipped false gods, but they did not stop at that. They even, for example, they offer up their children for sacrifices. That's how evil that's how bad they turned the Israelites. Now, as a result, the Lord was very angry. Israel's God, Yahweh, disciplines them. And how did the Lord discipline them? The nations, for example, Babylon, on whom Israel rely for help. The Lord turned them around, that instead of helping them, they attacked Israel. And as a result, Israel is plunged into sufferings and sorrow. There was war. And many died. They lost their families and homes. And yet the prophet Isaiah tells them, "Shout for joy because the Lord comforts His people and with compassion on His afflicted ones." And the question, as they struggle every day without any glimmer of light of hope, they ask, will the Lord really comfort His people despite their failings, despite their sins? Will the Lord comfort me? We shall look at 2 points. Number one, the Lord will never forget you. And not only that, number two, the Lord, in fact, will restore a vibrant life to you. That's the first point. The Lord will never forget you. Verse 14. After Isaiah has assured them that the Lord will comfort you, the Lord will have compassion on you. How did Zion? Zion refers to Israel. It's a metonym. It refers to Israel, the people of Israel. How did the people of Israel, Zion, reply? They say, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. They could not believe that the Lord will indeed comfort and have compassion on them. And we can understand why. It is understandable. If you recall, they sinned against the Lord, and the Lord sent the superpower Babylon to attack them. And the entire country was plunged into sufferings, into sorrows, and into death. There was war. And the situation at that time was very much like when the Japanese attacked Singapore. The entire country was plunged into sorrow, sufferings, and deaths abounded. They entered into extreme sufferings. And it is no wonder they say, the Lord must have forgotten me. The Lord must have forsaken me. Sometimes we also feel like that. When times are so bad, we say that, I thought the Lord would love me for eternity. Then why is it that I pray, my problem doesn't go away? I thought the Lord would live for me for eternity. Then why did the Lord allow me to come into such extreme sufferings? It's so difficult. And Isaiah says, the Lord will never forget you. Why? Verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Impossible. Why? A mother will never forget the baby at the breast. This mother, a woman, actually allows another person, the baby, to suck her breast. It is so close, so intimate, so sacred a moment. Can you imagine this woman allows the baby, another person, to suck her breast? So close, so intimate. In fact, it's so sacred a moment. How can a mother who has forged such intimacy with the baby never ever forget the baby? It is impossible. Many years ago, some of you may have seen this, watched this documentary, maybe the older people, perhaps about 20 years ago or so. There was an old woman, 90 plus age. This old woman, for a living, she picked discarded cardboards, papers, and rubbish, exchanged them for money for livelihood. And why did she have to do that at such an old age? Why did she have to do that at such an old age? She had to feed a son who is mentally slow. She had to feed a son mentally slow. This son, who is 70 plus years old, could not take care of himself. He had to continue to depend on this mother who is 90 plus to feed her. And the mother with a hunchback will go around picking cardboards. You will wonder, if you were the mother, say, why should I love this child? This child is, from a human point of view, from a wolf's point of view, this child is just hopeless. Instead of I've fed him for so many years, and instead of he taking care of me, I now have to continue to take care of him. I'm going to give up on him. Perhaps some of you may think like that. But this woman, at the age of 90 plus, can you imagine, continues to love this child, a mentally slow child. You see, why? How could this woman continue to love her? Because a mother can never forget the baby at the breast. And for those of us who are mothers, perhaps you can understand this a little bit clearer. Can a mother forget the baby at the breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Impossible. Then what about God? What about God? Can God, our Lord Jesus Christ, forget us? Impossible. Why? For a mother to forget the baby, it is impossible. Then what about the Lord forgetting us? It is even more impossible. In other words, it is impossible in the realm of impossibilities. It is just impossible. It is the most impossible fact among the most impossible facts. And so Isaiah says, though she will forget, I, Yahweh God, the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, will never forget you. And not only the Lord will not forget us, because the Lord regards us as His baby. The Lord is trying to tell us, I will never forget you, are my baby. And not only that, verse 16. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. What if I engrave the palms, the name on the palm of my hands? Verse 16 actually describes the relationship between a master and a slave. Master and slave. So the master will write his name, the master's name, on the hand of the slave's palms. Engrave it. And not only write, engrave it. And what does that mean? It means basically, if you employ, for example, a housemaid, then the housemaid will sign a contract on which you sign. But during those times, they don't sign contracts. To show that this slave is mine, this slave is obligated, has a responsibility to serve me, they engrave the name of the master on the slave's hand. It is a form of signature. In other words, the slave is basically promising the master, I will serve you, and only I will serve you. I will serve you all my life until the day I die. That's the meaning of engraving. You write, you can rub it away, right? You sign a paper, the paper can get lost. But when you engrave the name on the hand, it cannot disappear. It's engraved. And it signifies, it means this, the Lord, not only must the slave serve the master, the slave must serve the master all his life until the day he dies. And in verse 16, who has engraved whose name on whose hands? Verse 16 says, see, I, Yahweh, have engraved you, Israel, my people, on the palms of my, Yahweh's hands. In other words, there's a role reversal here. Now, the Lord engraves His own name on our hands. It means what? He engraves His own name, my name, on His, Yahweh's hands. It means what? It means that the Lord is saying that I will serve you. I'm your slave. In other words, He also means that I'm obligated, I have a responsibility, I promise, I sign a contract with you, I will serve you. Not only serve you, I will serve you all my life for all eternity. And that's the reason why we will never lose our salvation. And this promise was fully fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord not only came to serve us, the Lord served us by giving us His life. On the day that Jesus Christ was died, that the Lord will serve us, the Lord has promised to serve us with a servant's heart, is fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, it is impossible for the mother to forget his child. It is impossible for the slave not to serve the master, for the Lord not to serve us, because it is a promise, it is obligation, because the mother can never forget us. As we go to, when we go through very difficult times and trying times, when the problems don't go despite press, when the problems increase in intensity, when it's so difficult, it is very natural for us to continue to doubt the Lord. But dear child of God, dear Christian, how can a mother forget you? How can the Lord stop serving you? He had promised you. He's obligated. He signed a contract with you. And He cannot break the contract. Why? Because He's a holy God. He will keep His promise. He cannot break the contract. That's the meaning of engraving. Verse 16 says, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. But meaning that the Lord promises to serve us, to take care of us. And how will the Lord serve us, take care of us? By doing this. And the answer is in the next sentence. The Lord will serve us in this way. The Lord will serve Israel. Yahweh, Israel, will serve Israel in this way. Your walls are ever before me. And these walls refers to the walls that protect, that surround the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. So it is a metonym. It actually means Israel. So how does the Lord serve Israel? Yahweh serve Israel? By the fact that He is always remembering Israel. Your walls, Israel, is always before me. Notice, I will never forget you. And that means the Lord thinks about Israel continually, non-stop. Israel has never left the Lord's eyes, has never lost, God has never stopped caring, being concerned about the affairs of Israel. And the Lord will never stop caring for us. And how does the Lord ensure that Israel is always before him, that he always remembers the concerns, the needs of Israel? He will do this. Point number two, the Lord will restore life to you. Verses 17 to 21. Verse 17. Your children hasten back, and those who led you ways depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. Verses 17 to 18 describe an old widow. This old widow has lost her children. Her children have died. And also her husband has died. And this old widow actually represents Israel. Israel was attacked by Babylon. The entire country was plunged into war. As a result, many of her people, Israelites, died. And not only did many Israelites die, many Israelites were also exiled to another foreign nation. That's the habit there, when a foreign nation attacks a country. And in different years, 609 BC and in 586 BC, on two separate occasions, Babylon took people away from Israel to their own country. They were exiled. And so as a result, this entire place was laid waste. And just as this widow became a deserted widow, a deserted woman, Israel also becomes a deserted place because there was no one was staying in the country, in that land. But now things have changed. Verse 17 says, your children hasten back. Lift up your eyes and look around. Your children gather and come to you. And what happened was that this scenario represents when God, Yahweh, brings his people who were exiled to foreign nations back to this country to stay in their own homeland, Israel. And so the children have returned to stay in the land of Israel. And the place is filled with people again. And not only is the people, is the land of Israel filled with people, is vibrant again. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, we'll wear them all as ornaments. You'll wear the children as ornaments. You'll put them on like a bride. Not only are there children, and these children will become the decoration of this old and pitiful widow. They will become as ornaments, decoration. Meaning that because she has children again, she can lift up her head in pride. And during those times when you don't have children or you cannot give birth to children, the people will despise you. They say that God must have cursed you, that's why you cannot give birth to children. You don't have children to take care of you, you are bullied. No husband take care of you, no children take care of you, you are bullied. So people will bully them. But now, because they have children, these children become an ornament. They make her life beautiful once again. Like a new bride, a newly wed woman who is able to give birth to many children. In other words, the Lord will bring vibrancy back to Israel again. Verse 19, though you are ruined and made desolate, and your land laid waste, because of war, people died, and also people were exiled to foreign nations. So there were very few people staying in the land of Israel. When people are few, the wild animals will increase in number, and also the forest, the extent of the forest, the area of the forest will also increase and spread. So the entire place becomes ruined and desolate and laid waste. But now things have changed. Now, you will be too small for your people. The land, you, miss the land of Israel, will be too small to house the people of Israel. And those who devout you, the people who bullied them, they've all left. They've all been driven out. So the land now, because it's filled with certain people, the land will be too small to contain Israel. And furthermore, verse 20, the children born during your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, Mama, this place is too small for us. Can we look for a new house and stay in the new house? It's too small. Give us more space to live in. So the place will be so filled with people that the children will tell this old widow, which represents Israel, the land of Israel is too small for us. I want more space. And the widow in verse 21 will reply, then you will say in your heart, hey, who bore me this? I was bereaved and barren. I was exiled and rejected. And who brought these children up to me? I thought I was left alone. But this, where have these children come from? Why am I surrounded with so many children? Why is the land so filled with people again? It's so vibrant again. And the Lord assures Israel, not only will the Lord not forget Israel, the Lord will do one thing for Israel. The Lord will restore life, vibrancy to your life, to my life, to the life of His people. So that people can, so that when there are people, you have the critical mass, they can do business. For example, just Korea alone or China alone, they can live on their own without the world, almost without the world. Because there's such a large population. Because there are people, and so it's not only is it vibrant, they can form armies and protect their own countries. So the land and Thailand is vibrant again. Financially, politically. And the Lord will restore vibrancy to your life too. And that's what the Lord promises us. And this is how the Lord will not forget us. He will take care of us all our life. When we face difficult times, when troubles don't go away, it is so natural to ask, has the Lord failed me? Has the Lord deserted me? Does the Lord care? Or maybe the Lord doesn't exist. I felt the Lord many times, now I'm in trouble, I deserve it. Will the Lord still have mercy on me, hear my prayers and help me? Or will He say, I give up on you and forget me? And why isn't the Lord answering my prayers? Will this problem ever go away? It keeps coming back to haunt me. Does the problem care about my sorrows? Does the Lord care about my sorrows? Or has the Lord deserted me, forgotten me, forsaken me? Now, dear child of God, when you doubt the Lord's love for you, and let me tell you, it is sometimes quite natural to doubt. Because we are human beings, we are made of dust. When times are difficult, we will naturally be discouraged. Even the strongest of the spiritual giants will be discouraged. Even pastors will be discouraged. But when you doubt God's love for you, do one thing. Choose to continue to believe the Lord's promises and not doubt. Do you know that having faith in the Lord is a choice? Some people do not understand the meaning of faith. They thought faith is a matter of whether I feel that I have faith or I feel that I cannot have faith. They thought it's emotion. It's not emotion. Faith, if you study the Bible, you look at the instances of faith, the great men of faith, it is almost never just emotional. Almost never, if ever. It is always an action of faith. In other words, it's a choice that you can make despite your emotions not to have faith. So, during such times, choose to continue to live life normally, to continue to honor the Lord and trust the Lord. When there are doubts, pray. Say, Lord, I'm doubting you. Strengthen my faith. Please take away my doubts. Ask the Lord to move your heart. And whether, however your heart feels, whether you feel like trusting or not trusting, do this, do this. Continue to do right and walk right with God. This is called the action, a decision of faith. Choose to believe the Lord's promises and not doubt. And why do you really have very little reason to doubt? The Lord loves you as a mother does a baby. It is impossible for a mother to forget the baby. That's what the Lord is trying to tell you. See, you are so precious to me, so intimate with me. How can I forget you? And that's the reason why we will never lose our salvation. It is impossible. The Lord will never forget you. And furthermore, the Lord has signed a contract, and because the Lord is holy, His character forbids Him to revoke, to not keep His promises. It is impossible because it encroaches. It goes against the holiness of the Lord. He has signed a contract, engraved His name on the hands. That's the meaning of sign a contract. So He undertakes the responsibility to serve you. And because it is engraved, and for eternity to serve you and take care of you for eternity, because it's engraved, that's the significance of engraved. And also He proved that He did loves you, He will never forget you. And also He did prove that He will serve you for eternity by dying on a cross for you. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how shall He also not, together with Him, graciously give us all things? Says Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. The Lord has given us His life. He will also give us the rest of the things. Because they are less important. He will also give you everything that's needed for your happiness. What is happiness for you? He will never refrain and not give you. It is a matter of timing, of occasion. The Lord will never forget you. And in fact, the Lord also promises that He will restore life, vibrance, life, vibrancy, in place of death. And you experience life, vibrant life, in the Lord's timing. In the Lord's timing. But it will come. You know something? We all love to read stories with a happy ending, right? Do you know that we have a happy ending? Say, no, don't have what? The last chapter of the book has not been read, has not been flipped. Who said so? You have not turned to the last chapter of your life. But the last chapter of life, you can be very sure. Because it is guaranteed upon the Lord Himself. It will be a happy ending. You will live happily ever after. Hence, do not give up on believing and following the Lord. Trust Him. Hold on tight to Him. Don't give up. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so privileged. We are so privileged that we have a Lord Jesus Christ who loves us despite our infirmities, our weaknesses, our ugliness, our sin. But you will never give up on us because a mother never forgets her baby, because you are under obligation, under oath, to take care of us. And hence we can rest assured that you will never forget us, you will give us vibrancy in our life. Help us to follow you faithfully, by faith. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.